Okay, everyone, this is going to be probably a crappy audio boo, but I want to take you from start to finish through my Nespresso brewing experience as per Mark's request. So I'm sitting the phone down here and opening up the sample pack of capsules that they gave me. Actually gave me a lot of capsules, which is really nice. They're smaller than a Keurig capsule. They are kind of like almost shaped like a bullet toward the back. Because you go over to the Nespresso machine, it's tiny, which is awesome. And you will open up the top part of the machine, like a Keurig. Then you have to put the capsule in kind of like backwards, because it also has a It has a little container in the bottom that holds all of your used capsules, which is kind of neat. And then you would take them and recycle them. So I'm shutting the Nespresso machine. The one thing I don't like about this is how loud it is, and you'll understand in a second. There are two buttons on the back, one for espresso and one for lungo, which is a more, pretty much long shot of coffee. I'm going to do the espresso button, and I'm hitting it now, and we'll see, because that should wake it up, but if it doesn't, then I'll hit it again in a second. But yesterday it scared me, because when it starts to warm up, it came out of nowhere. My whole counter started vibrating. So I'm going to hit it again, because it might have just taken it out of standby. There it goes. Not the most elegant sounding thing in the world. But right now it's warming up everything, and you can smell the espresso. I don't know if you can hear over the humming, but it actually is starting to pour into the cup, too. So it's finishing up. Oops, dripping the last things in. It gets kind of foamy too, which is kind of nice. Okay, it's finishing up. The nice thing is the machine itself doesn't get hot. So it's all internal. The final little drips. And then what's really nice is I will open up the handle that I use to put the capsule into the machine. Just listen to that. Here we go. And with that click, that drop sound, that was the capsule falling into the little recycle bin in the bottom. Then once that recycle bin gets full, you empty that and take it to a recycling point. My place is Sur La Table, and they recycle the cups so that it's more environmental friendly. And I now have a cup of espresso that I will drink, because I just finished an infusion and I'm exhausted, and yet I'm still teleworking. Hope you enjoyed it.